you like games, comedy, middle-aged men, and half an hour, then you'll like this. It's the Second Funniest Podcast.
Boo.
With your hosts, Kevin Miller and Justin Worsham.
Boo.
Fun, guys.
Yeah, you have fun.
Thank you, Sam. Hello and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. This is episode 520. I am your middle-aged host, Justin Worsham.
Middle-aged.
With me, as always, is the one.
What's the life expectancy in the UK?
Maybe it's like radio, though. You know, like, you ever have those morning DJs? Jump, press circle button, Kevin.
Thank you, Justin.
You know, have those guys on radio that you never really knew what they look like.
Yeah,
you know? So they don't really know how old we are.
Dude, Kevin and Bean are old. They're, like, they've been doing that show for 30 years.
We don't know how old.
They're, like, in their 50s. Wikipedia will tell you this.
Right.
Sam knows us.
But we're not famous enough for people to know
how old Sam, we are. It'd be different if it was fan-made. Sam has known us for years. Homeboy knows how old we are. Middle-aged men.
Yeah.
I wish I was 18.
Do I sound like I wear a sweater vest?
Yes, you do. You middle-aged jerk.
What was that?
That was my phone telling me that I have something to do. I have an alert.
Do you have to go clean cobwebs off of?
No, it's my father-in-law's birthday.
Oh,
and it was added to my calendar by my wife. I think it's funny that whenever I have something I need to do or something on my calendar, my phone tells me it's a waste of my time.
You know what your phone should tell you to do is create a voiceover demo, because I would really love to hear a voiceover demo done by you.
By me?
Yeah.
Voiceover. I'm not going to. You really want me to play that on here?
Yeah, let's play both of ours. Let's hear. So Justin recently got a voiceover demo. His is not up. Mine's been available for a year now on thekevinmiller.com. But Justin just got his, and let's get a sneak peek.
I really like it.
I think it's great. Do you plan to make any changes to it?
No.
Okay, then let's play it.
Yeah. Justin Worsham.
Look, lady, I don't care who your friends are back in Anchorage. Up here, I'm the boss. It's my plane, and it's my ass on the line if things go pear-shaped. You got a problem with that? Fly Southwest.
That pretty little thing is Cal.
We're kind of an item.
Cal!
She says no, but she means Cal.
Tell you what, as a show of trust and friendship, I will show you the Death Dragon. So we got all of us together. We were all there all around the lake, right? And we're just everybody's fishing, some people are drinking and everything. All of a sudden, it comes bonfire time. Woo-hoo-hoo-wee! Mr. Craigshaw, status report.
Status? I'll give you status. We're going to blow up in 2 seconds. Thank you, Captain.
Don't play games with me. The stone is protected by magic. You cannot remove it from the sword without destroying it.
Autobots, battle stations.
We're not losing our planet. Not without taking a few bugs with it.
The only reason I fell off the riding mower before plowing through the rhubarb patch in hilarious fashion is because someone distracted me with his stupid bagpipes!
We beat up entire planets. You think you and your robot toys are gonna stop us? Guardians, attack!
I'm a snail. We're slow. Now get ready for the beating of your life! Could you step closer to me? It'll really save time.
Don't ask me, Avatar. You made the world this way. We're just living in it.
Hey! I'm watching wrestling now, so I want everyone in the house to shut up!
Okay, for starters, I don't talk to fish. I reach into their midbrains and telepathically push them to help me out. It's totally different.
It's true. It's true. It's totally different.
Hey, it's great.
I like it.
Your laugh is so casual. That's what it's a good little detail.
I did realize while listening to it that it is kind of narcissistic to laugh at yourself.
No.
Like to sit there and go, yeah, that's pretty.
Come on. No. Don't you ever listen to your own comedy stuff and laugh through? The other night I put on a comedy sports show. Uh-huh. I had a DVD of some church event we did in Santa Cruz back in 2004. And I randomly had a DVD of it and I popped it in and watched myself do the ref spiel, which is the host of the show. I did this every day? Like, wow. I was impressed with myself.
Because you couldn't remember it right now, right?
Oh, no, I could do it right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's muscle memory. Hello and welcome to Comedy Sports!
Oh, here we go. I wonder if I have it. But that wouldn't be the ref spiel. I was going to say I have the ready to rumble.
That's just before, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, put your hands up and down. Go like this. Say, what up, Jeremy?
What up, Jeremy?
My name is Kevin, and welcome to Comedy Sports.
That was so great. I love that.
All right, by sign of applause, how many of you have seen Comedy Sports for the very first time? Applaud now.
Me.
How many of you have never seen Comedy Sports before? Applaud now.
Yeah, wait a minute.
That should be the same people. Thanks for paying attention. Whether you've seen it before or you're seeing it again, this is Comedy Sports. Comedy Sports is competitive improvisational comedy. Competitive because in just a moment, two teams of athletes or performers are going to join us out here on the field or stage to compete for your laughs, points, and approval. Ooh. Improvisational because besides everything that I'm telling you right now will be made up on the spot live for your entertainment. And comedy because Dramedy Sports did not test so well. Tonight, we all have a number of very important jobs. We'll talk about my jobs because I'm least important. I will keep track of the time using my sports watch. I will keep track of the score using my score watch. And I will call out the three comedy sports fouls. The first of these fouls we have tonight is the delay of game foul. All right, let's all do that together with the arm gesture. Yes, it's the delay of game foul. I'm sorry. There's always somebody. You didn't do it right. You didn't do it with us.
Well, I'm just here with my kids.
No, if you don't do it with us, you have to do it for us. Okay. All right, everybody, the delay of game foul. I knew you'd do it. The delay of game foul is called when the action on the playfield becomes so dull, so tedious, so uninteresting that it actually makes you want to fall asleep. If that were to happen, I will blow the whistle, throw the flag into the air, and signal the delay of game foul. The guy will do it with me. And if the action on the playing field doesn't become much more interesting, I'm talking a birth, a death, a resurrection, something of biblical proportions, the offending team will be booted off the field without any chance of scoring points in that round, and they will go home crying to their mommies, wee, 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 all the way home. Let's do that part together.
Wee, 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 all the way home.
Isn't that fun? The second foul we have tonight is the Groner foul. Oh, I did them out of order. I fail. All right, that's it.
Use your braid button and go back in time.
Wrong episode. Comedy Sports is available. It's a live interactive comedy show. Go to comedysports.com.
Spell it with
more.
A Z at the end.
And see a show that Justin and I did for many, many years.
Yeah, 10.
Clearly, it's still etched. You couldn't do that? You don't think you could?
Oh, no.
Really? No. Sometimes I'll practice the ref spiel just for fun, to see how much of it's still stuck in my head.
Because it's funny because I was doing stand-up in Sunnyvale, which is near San Jose, where we did Comedy Sports. And I thought, oh, it'd be fun to go back and do a show. And I go, but
yeah.
I think I would rather just ref it than do it. Like,
and they'll never let you do that because the Comedy Sports traditionally doesn't trust other people to come in and host their show because you have so much control over the show.
But I wouldn't be another person.
Wait, where did you want to do it?
I want to do it in San Jose.
Oh, San Jose. I'm sorry. I thought you said you were up in another town.
No, I was saying that I think it would be.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I did. I went back for a Saturday night.
I could easily pop in and ref a show, and then I went. Okay, well, you'd have to do the ref spiel. Okay, I couldn't. That's as far as I got. I was like, oh, no, I can't even, like you were doing it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
You would have remembered it, though.
No.
You could have put it together on the drive up.
No.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Kevin.
I could have told it to you and listened to a CD.
Until you started doing it, it was an absolute blank. I couldn't tell you the fouls. I could tell you the bits. I couldn't tell you anything.
You would remember it, though.
No.
Or you'd learn a new one.
No. Well, they could maybe run it. Oh, but here's what I was thinking, is that they could maybe teach it to me again real quick, and I could go, oh, yeah, that's right. But that doesn't exactly elicit confidence. That it's like, hey, guys, I'm going to ref this show. I don't want to be in it. But here's the thing.
Would you remember how to play the games? Like, could you ref the games?
Oh, the games I could ref.
That's what I'm saying.
I could do that part.
All the ref spiel is explaining the game of the show. It's just the biggest spiel.
What it becomes is it kind of becomes a refined kind of bit in its own way.
Yeah, it becomes a monologue.
That was what I always... I love that bit of everybody put your hands to the ceiling, pump them up and down, say, what up, Jeremy? And then say...
Misdirection.
My name is Kevin, and welcome to Comedy Sports, because it was so great, because A, it was an inside joke about... it was a parody of Jeremy's ref spiel opening, and B, it was like, hey, welcome to the comedy show. This is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I really love... The first time I saw you do it, I'm like, wow, that's brilliant. But yeah, even like I couldn't, there's that shtick to it that I couldn't do. I couldn't figure it out. And it's funny because I went to they had a barbecue recently where everybody got together for the anniversary, and I went back and visited. I was hanging out with everybody, and we're all reminiscing, telling our favorite stories. And Jordan, who's been on the show, had some great stories where he had a bit, like we would always kind of share bits. And the kind of what you would
well,
do.
Well, that's the best part is that it just sort of keeps evolving.
And whoever's reffing when you start out, ends up kind of unintentionally being the person that inspires your ref spiel kind of thing.
Like a generational.
And so I guess I did some kind of joke that Jordan had done, but I absolutely butchered it. Like, I completely destroyed it. And I didn't, and everybody laughed, like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, and I didn't know that that was something I was known for. Mm-hmm. You know, and so it was kind of like, oh, like it was kind of like knowing that you're the geek on the football team. You know what I mean? Like, there was an element of that, and there was like, it's kind of weird because I kind of make my living telling jokes. And I butchered your joke. And that's weird.
But it wasn't your joke. That's the...
Yeah, you're right. But it was just funny. Like, you kind of... when you call yourself a comedian, you kind of... What comes with that is that you think, I get all jokes.
Well, that's the problem.
I may not tell all jokes, but I get them.
Right.
And I know how to communicate them. The ones that I tell are the ones that are personal to me.
Oh, that's interesting. And, you know, that's the problem. One of the reasons why I don't miss being in the comedy circles or working with other actors regularly is that sort of like cock of the walk, ruffled feathers, who's the funniest one.
Yeah.
There's like a dog thing. Like if I laugh at your joke, then I'm submitting that you're funnier. And that just that kind of mentality drives me crazy.
Yes.
Of like, if it's funny, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
And I expect if I'm funny that you'll laugh. Because if your ego stops you from laughing, well, then something's wrong with your soul. Because comedy is comedy. Things that are funny are funny.
Yeah. Man, those good times.
That's it. I'm so good at comedy sports. I think I'm a better improviser than I am a voice actor. Let's hear my voiceover demo.
I totally forgot that I should have had that set up. It's on your website, right?
Yeah. Do you have QuickTime installed? You can do this by going to thekevinmiller.com.
It's funny that you say, do you have QuickTime installed on my MacBook Pro?
I don't understand the irony. I have a MacBook Pro over now. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah, more on that later.
Oh, here it is.
Born into a family of master thieves that went back for generations, I was next in line to continue the Cooper name.
Hey! We can use some help down here!
Okay, I'm diverting power from the security door, but I won't be able to hold it for long. You guys better hurry.
I wish I could swear!
My name is Torrance Walker. Tour guide, it's most awesome to meet you all.
Rally the scouts, hunt for the escapees.
Leave nothing behind but sand and time.
Crazy with deer and sugar.
There's no way out this time, Carmen. Don't have much to say now, do you? A mannequin?
I can get you a good deal on that one.
The shields will hold. I designed them myself. You just need to trust them.
Don't tell me you're done already. I haven't even cracked a sweat yet.
This is Comedy Sports!
Yes. And that was when it was over. That's awesome. We are going to be awesome.
Someday. Both of our voiceover demos were made by the very talented Mick Wingert.
Yes.
You can visit him on mickwingert.com, I think is the... The name of his website? But I don't think that's the URL. I think that's just what it's called. If you go to crw/\backslash
Yeah, you're right. MICKWINGERT.
Fans of the show, remember he is the voice of Po on Nickelodeon's Kung Fu Panda, Legends of Awesomeness. And yeah, he's a good buddy. He was in my wedding.
This is what happens when I open a web browser and my wife has decided to start using Facebook.
It takes you to do a bikini website?
No,
what is that?
No, she's... Look.
They're like orthodontic?
My wife has decided that she's going to be like some kind of internet personality. Not for reals, but she's doing some kind of weird like...
It seems about right.
Like her New Year's resolution is, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be witty on Facebook. And I don't... It's just...
Oh, this has nothing to do with anything we're talking about. You accidentally clicked on Facebook.
I happened to do that when I opened my web browser, and my Facebook is the homepage, and she's just posted while she's taking care of my kids, I'm in love with her favorite engagement ring that she found online. Now, I have multiple problems with this.
First of all, it's not 2009, or even 2005, really. We're internet personalities.
Yeah.
She's a little behind the edge there.
That's what she does. That's her thing. But my real issue is that instead of taking care of our children, she's shopping for engagement rings when she's already married.
And she doesn't buy them. So does she want... Her wedding ring and her engagement ring are one, right?
Yes.
She doesn't have a band. So does she think she needs another engagement ring?
I don't know, but she just says, I'm in love to an engagement... Why are you looking for engagement rings?
Maybe like, she's been hacked.
No.
Maybe it's a hack.
No, it's not. Because...
I regret... Everything.
You regret this whole voiceover idea
I'm
thing.
Sending you to my website.
I just want to double check just to see... Yeah, here's her last... If you leave a flyer on my car window, you have already annoyed me, so don't expect a call. Now, I get it. Like, that's funny. Like, and I get what she's doing. But now she's liked the engagement company.
You should write on there. Take care of my kids.
Yeah, that's funny.
Let's just do
while
that.
I'm podcasting. Because here's the only thing. The only thing I could think of is that the person who made these is somebody that she knows, and so she's trying to help.
That's
them
probably
get the,
true. She's trying to
the
sell
word
their
out.
House. Yeah, that sounds like Natalie.
Why do you want to work out at Powerhouse? What the hell does this mean? I don't understand.
We've got to have this internet personality, Natalie.
You get one, too. Ricardo, you got one, too. So annoying, huh? Oh, I see. Never mind. I see. So that's what she's... That's different. Me, too. Share this one with Ken, sis. LOL. Ha, ha, ha. So, yeah. Sorry. I apologize to our listeners. Already. This is all caps. I'm telling you right now what I'm telling my wife on Facebook. Okay. You are already married to me. I will gladly... oblige your request to start anew. Is anew, that's A-N-E-W, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Start anew. Just please spend some time looking at your children before you create your new dating, or let's say online dating profile to find my replacement. You crazy, dumb psycho. Sent.
Post, you mean to say, Grandpa? Oh, this is how the magic
you know
gets
made.
What
I'm going to do? I'm going to like that. That's what I
you
just
should
did.
Share it. You should share it, too. Oh, you heard it here first. Well, probably 10th if you're friends with Justin on Facebook. This probably does not end well. That's my foreboding. By the time
what
this
do you mean?
Airs, I'm pretty sure this is one of those. That's one of those comments that's going to draw about
for
it.
Me?
No, just it's chum in the water. Yeah. That I anticipate that will break 100 comments.
Here's what happens. I have probably, I don't know, probably 1,800 friends or 1,500 because yeah. I have a lot of people that cross over between, they just meet me at a comedy club and so they add me as a friend. And I don't even know how to tell. I just know that I'm about 1,200 or more.
Yeah.
And that could be podcasts, all that. So if I post something, I'll usually get, you know, 40, 50 people that'll react to it or whatever. So if they can see when I comment on somebody else's, like if all those people get notified because I commented on Natalie's thing, then yeah, it's going to, it can escalate.
Yeah, it'll break 100.
I'm not asking the listeners to go do that. Well, it'll be weeks before the,
you won't be able to find
it.
In the
she's going
to
be talking about her likes and dislikes of lattes at that point and why pizza is an absurd invention.
And taking selfies.
Oh, Jesus. If she hits that point, I'm going to take her up on her new engagement offer.
Here you go. I'll buy them for you. You can start. Yeah.
Sorry.
So I got a new computer.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to derail the
Speaking
show.
Speaking of
so
computers
much.
And how this one distracted you so badly. So I don't know how to segue out of our voice. I think our voiceovers are pretty nice.
I think
we have good ones. We're available for booking.
For two guys who talk to each other on a podcast, I think we sound pretty amazing.
Pretty nice. And if you live in the Los Angeles area, I definitely recommend using Mick as
to book us. Hiring us as voice talent.
I don't care where you live. Hire us as voice talent. Yeah. If you live in the Bay Area you can drive down here. Take some of Mick's classes. He teaches some really great classes. A lot of value add. They're pretty cheap. And not cheap as inexpensive with a lot of work. He puts a lot of effort into them. There's a lot of schools out here, and his is one of the greatest.
Yeah.
And that's not putting it lightly, because there literally is in Burbank, like a sound studio every 2 miles.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. So
you can't throw a Starbucks without hitting a sound studio in Burbank.
Take that one to the banks, because there's several credit unions here
as
well.
Also that. My wife works at one when she's not busy talking nonsense on Facebook.
Well, I sure did cinnamon dust my watermelons. What does that even... I'm not good at this.
How am I supposed to take that? You understand what I'm saying? How am I supposed to take you looking for engagement rings?
Oh, yeah. No, it's a problem.
You're wearing my shirt.
I am? No, I own one of these as well.
Oh, that's Slime Across America. I'm an idiot.
Your brain just broke in half.
It did. Well, here's what I thought just happened. I go, wait, you were wearing a different shirt when I arrived, and then another shirt before that, and then another shirt now. And I thought,
good memory.
I saw
impressive.
The Nickelodeon thing, and I go, maybe that's on purpose, because my brain was in this kind of context of wow. it. And then I gave Natalie, when I did the Nickelodeon for the Kids' Choice Awards.
Yeah.
I gave her that shirt as a pajama, and then I knew she came and visited you while I was on the road.
She
and I
thought she gave it to us.
She go, oh, here, Kevin will wear this
No,
shirt.
I worked this just
yeah,
like
I didn't notice the Slime Across America. You did work that event. I just
that was the last one I ever did. That's the last Nickelodeon-related event. Yeah, that's it,
retire,
with the beard.
Really. So anyway, your new computer crashed, died. But
much like your brain with
what did
Facebook,
you lose?
Facebook and my shirt crashed your brain. I didn't lose anything. The thing is, about 6-7 years ago, I had a big hard drive crash, and I did the whole works where I froze the drive for 48 hours, like literally put it in the freezer, hoping that the
disk... Oh, really? I didn't know that was a thing.
That's a thing with the spinning disk drives. There's one of the things that will work sometimes is to
humidity.
Put it in the freezer, yeah, and then the disk physically shrinks because of the cold, and then if you pop it right out of the freezer, stick it in the thing, it might be small enough to where it can catch it differently and read mm-hmm. it just long enough to copy stuff off. That didn't work. So I lost that time. I lost a lot of stuff that was hard to lose. Which is funny because I'm always paranoid. I have back
backups
in that day,
on backups.
Yeah, I have CDs, several CDs that I need to get rid of because they just have all this stuff from the year 2001.
Now you have a wireless drive, right?
Yeah, now I have a backup drive. But then when that happened, I bought two 500 gigabyte drives that are partitioned. One has all the operating system and the programs. The other one has all of my data on it. So if that were to ever happen again, the one that's going to crash is generally going to be the one with all the programs on it. Then I don't lose any of the data, which is great because then. I lose the OS and I just have to reinstall computer programs, but my documents, my photos, all that stuff all stay there, anything else that I've been working on. But nowadays, so much stuff is in the cloud anyway, I don't even worry about that. I've had a terabyte on my computer, which is 100 gigs. No, it's 1,000 gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. For 6 years, and I still haven't filled it up. I mean, a terabyte is a lot of room for a consumer. I was just getting
Especially
ready.
Somebody who does a lot with photos and all that.
Yeah, or movies. You're doing editing, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing any of that. I play games. I do voiceover recordings, but I still have all of my auditions and all the stuff I was doing for Sly when I was recording snippets of the videos, and that's taking up 100 gigs, and I still have room to play on the whole thing. It's stupid how much room it is. And that's including, I don't uninstall a game. I have World of Warcraft in there. I have Age of Mythology still sitting in there, Guild Wars, these games, Star Wars Online, all these games that take up 30 gigs each just sitting there with plenty of room to spare. So I was getting ready to wipe it all out, and then suddenly, for no reason at all last summer, it started to glitch out and turn off. I thought it was because I moved into this hot apartment. And then later, earlier this year, they would do this thing where it'd go into sleep mode. I turn it on, and it would power up and then immediately crash, and like no power was getting to it all. Down. And I was like, ooh, that might be a power supply thing. It might be a hard drive. I talked with Christian, my buddy that helped build it, and we parsed it. He's like, it's unlikely that it's a power supply thing, but it's weird that that's happening. So then 2 weeks ago, for no reason at all, it just wouldn't turn on. I would hit the button and a black, so power would get to it, but then nothing would come up. No blinking cursor, no OS screen, nothing. And if you're familiar with PCs, I think Macs do this too. You hold it down for 8 seconds and it'll power cycle off. Mm-hmm. Even if nothing is going, it'll just turn itself off. That wouldn't even work. So it was just like a vegetable of a computer. Energy is running to it. It doesn't know what to do with anything. Like the motherboard, I was like, I think the motherboard's dead. So I had our other buddy Dave come over, and we kind of played with it. We switched out graphics cards. And then after about 10 minutes of just letting it sit and run as we had a conversation, it randomly booted up for no reason at all. It came back to life. No problems at all. The black screen was gone. It ran. The BIOS loaded. The OS on the Windows 7 loaded. Everything ran fine. And I was like, I'm out of the woods. Everything was great. So I then made plans to wipe the drive, reload the OS, start over from scratch. And I was starting to back some stuff up and just clean some stuff around when I put it to sleep one time, and it just never came back.
Well, at least it went in its sleep.
It did. It went in a coma. Yeah. So I went over to Fry's, and I purchased one of these external hard drive covers for it. So you then take your 3.5 drive out of your computer, stick it in that thing, and then I could read the drive. And I've checked both of the two 500 gigabyte drives. They're perfectly fine. Like, I can peruse them, look through them. Everything's great. So that's great news that I lost zero data from your original question.
So the drive just doesn't seem to be operating?
It's the motherboard. So it's either the motherboard or the power supply is jacked up. I don't know. I don't have the resources to test them individually, like get another motherboard. So I had a friend actually loan me a motherboard and a tower, and I tried to load up the drive, and it seemed to catch, but then couldn't go any further because, of course, the drive doesn't know what motherboard it's talking to, and it's like, beep, 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 and freezes and crashes again. But at least it taught me that the drives truly are okay. So then as I'd work with it, I'd come in every now and then and just plug it in for an hour and see if maybe it would do that same thing. It would just click on. And then I go to look, because it had been sitting here for so long that I was like, oh, up there by the power switch on the top inside of it is a lot of dust. I was like, I've been trying to dust it out regularly. So I turned it off, sprayed the spray can of dust. And, you know, if you ever use those canned dusts, you have to be careful not to get the liquid, which I'm always extremely careful about. But in this moment, I was like, well, screw it. Just get in there because it's got an awkward angle. And I watched a lot of liquid come out. So I'm not 100% convinced, but I know that the next moment I tried to turn it on, it wouldn't turn on at all. So no power. So it was either too much, like whatever, it just coincidence, or I broke the
made
case.
It worse, yeah.
So now I have two problems, whatever's wrong with the motherboard or the power supply, and now the case is broke. So now everything's in question. So I'm looking at this.
Sounds
like
a great situation to be in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, nothing is trustworthy.
I think we all are envious of where you are right now.
Hundreds of dollars down the drain.
I wish you would stop bragging with the story and come back down to planet Earth with the rest of us.
Things are so great here in Spend Money Palooza. So we're not in a position where we're looking to buy a new computer, but we don't have a choice. We're like, thankfully, the sound card's fine. The memory or the graphic card is fine. The CD reader and the drives are fine. So I was like, well, at least I had that of keyboard, mouse, monitor, speakers, all the peripherals. Like, that's $1,000 if I could really blow it on all that. So I decided to go, and thanks to our new tax return, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go to the next level. And I'm going to get a new tower to replace that. I'm going to get a new power supply. I have to get a new motherboard. That comes with new RAM and a new processor. I mean, if you've ever built a computer, I mentioned this on Facebook, it gets pricey, and it's difficult. Like, if you don't know what you're doing, there's a lot of little things that you have to buy, and it adds up really quickly. We spent probably over $1,000, because then I was like, well, if I'm going to upgrade, I'm going to upgrade all the way, and I'm going to get a new solid-state drive, so I don't have to ever worry about that freezing thing. Solid-state drives turn on and off instantly, and they boot up like 100 times faster or something ridiculous, so I'm super stoked for that.
You're tricking out your Camaro.
Come on, let's bring it around town. And then I bought a new...
It's like making your Camaro a hybrid. That's like what you just did.
And then I got a heat sink that I didn't really think I needed, but it's this giant cool... It's like got water inside of it to help keep your computer cooler on the inside.
For like cleaning vegetables? Or?
Pretty much. No, it's to keep the processor cool while attached to the motherboard. It's a whole... Like, you can spend, like anything, you can spend a lot of money. Yeah. But
did I ever tell you what my dad did to his computer?
No.
It was the closest thing I've ever seen to somebody treating it like a 65 Mustang.
You can do that.
Yeah. He put it like a... He put a water cooling system on.
Yes. Yeah.
And so it had an external pump that it almost looks like a supercharger on a motor or something like that. It just...
Yeah.
Like you hear, like somebody's constantly taking a bong hit off your computer.
And if you go to those BlizzCons or anything, that's the rigs that people roll in with. Mm-hmm. And there's guys that take... I saw this video where this dude took a child coffin and then re-tricked it out. I think I've mentioned this on the show before.
Yes.
And he's like...
I talked about the LAN party.
Yeah, it's like a child coffin. It's a child coffin. So, but the whole point, that's a lot of really
boring
backstory.
Which goes to a whole other level when his hard drive dies because he could just bury it.
Bam!
Yeah.
So here's a good story that comes out of that. And so as I was going through this, I had this panic attack and this realization that I was going to have to drop another $100 on an OS on Windows because I could not... No, we haven't talked about anything in this episode.
No, it's my fault.
This is the worst. oh, man.
I blame Natalie.
I could not find Windows anywhere to be found. Like, I've searched we just moved a year ago. So, like, any of the places that I thought I were to squirreled it away, I could not find. And so I was like, ah, dang it. I'm just going to have to buy, I guess I'll buy Windows 8. So I'll go to the next level. I don't love it. It's not a great operating system, but whatever. So I buy it, and it comes in this like thin cardboard sleeve. And I was like, oh, okay, this is why I can't find it. I've been looking for the wrong thing. I need to find this cardboard sleeve. So I look again through everything that I can touch and look through. I'm digging out boxes. I'm getting close. I'm like, this is from the right era. It's not here. Fine. So then I go to my tax guy, and we're talking about Windows 8 because he's a nerd. And I suddenly had this realization in the middle of this conversation. I don't want Windows 8. There's nothing about Windows 8 that I've enjoyed. Windows 7 is a much better operating system. It's cleaner, and there's no reason, like, my printer doesn't work with Windows 8. I try to install the driver, and it's like, we don't have one yet. Our bad. Like, I'll just use Windows 7. It's not the future. I'll use Windows 9 if it's better than 8. Sure. So I go back to Fry's, and I'm like, I would like Windows 7 now. And then they, same thing happens. They drop they get it from the cage. If you don't have a Fry's in your town, it's this, like, awesome warehouse electronics store that we've got here on the West Coast. A lot of the...
It's like Costco meets 7-Eleven for electronics.
Yeah, that's it. And they've got everything. Like, they have candy, they have magazines, and then they have toys and washer machines. They have crazy car stereos.
Samples.
Yeah, yeah. So, same thing happens. She puts the box in my bag, and I was like, oh, it now, this one is a cardboard wrapper around a DVD case. So it looks like a regular DVD, and it hits me. I was like, oh no, I know where this one is. This one is mixed in with DVDs or books. And I walked in this door right behind you and walked in this room and saw it sitting on the shelf. You can see it right now from where you're sitting, Justin.
I'm looking for Windows.
You're looking for Windows. It's sitting in this room. And I literally walked in the room and saw it. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Not 2 days earlier, while looking for this, tearing apart my room, I had pulled another book inches away from it off the shelf and thumbed through it. But I didn't see this.
I gotta be honest, I can't see it.
You do see it. You've looked at it twice already.
Oh, really?
I didn't see it because I didn't know what I was looking for. And it looks like a simple white book sitting on my shelf.
Oh, I see it now.
Do you see it now?
Yeah.
And so
it's got an autograph on it.
It looks like an autograph.
Yeah.
That says it's upside down. It says LM. If it was turned right side up, it says W7 for Windows 7. Come on, man. I literally
curse you. Curse you, Bill Gates.
I literally it's handwritten on by Christian and I when we installed it because it's a white box, and I was like, I don't want to forget. I moved. And so when I moved, I was like, I don't know what to do with this. I know this is important. I don't have time to figure out what this is. I don't want to lose this. I'm going to put this on the bookshelf in the very front so that when I'll be able to see it.
Yeah.
And it's right here. Had I turned it the right way up, maybe I would have seen it. Like, Kat and I both have jokingly stand in this room and been like, I feel like it's like right here.
Yeah.
And gestured to it sitting on the shelf.
Oh, that's the worst.
And didn't know. Well, it's not the worst because I hadn't installed either of the operating systems yet. So I was able to return them both. Kat was breastfeeding our baby in the other room, and I come in and I can't make any noise while he's feeding because he will stop and he'll, and I come in and I'm bouncing up and down mouthing to her, I found it. I found it. Pointing and dancing around. And I took pictures of my bookcase and sent it to anybody that knew the plight that I was going down. I'm like, do you see Windows 7 in this screen? Yep. It's right there. Yeah. So that's how I saved $200.
Stuck on that, Waldo. Can't hide from Kevin Miller.
How often does that happen? I lose things. It drives me crazy because I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you keep.
And I have a terrible, like, I always trust my memory. 95% of the time, I'm pretty good about remembering where my stuff is. And then the 5% of the times where I can't find something, it just drives me insane.
Right.
And that was it, that this had such a happy ending that I was like, the only thing could have made it sweeter is if I was like, oh, man, I wish I could find this. And pull it accidentally off the shelf. This was still as good to walk in and not have to search for it. Just walk in the door and I saw it sitting on the shelf. I'm like, you've been there the whole time.
So I like that you also grabbed a book that was right next to it. That's like...
Literally, two books down.
I know. But it's because it's so like inconspicuous. There's no way for you to know. Like, oh my gosh. All right, well, that's been our show. Give us a call, 408-228-4911, and send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Hey, we're bumping it up. That's how serious we are.
Yeah.
I need you guys to go to facebook.com/IWantSlyCooper in his own animated series and throw a like on there. And then I need you to go around, and I need you to hack everybody's Facebook account in your PE class, and I need you to get them to like them. I need you to unfriend anybody who does not like this page. That's what I need you to do. Once you've done all that, you can go to facebook.com/secondfunniestpodcast and join the conversation with all your fellow fans of the Second
Funniest
Podcast.
What page were they supposed to do? You just told them what to do, but you didn't tell them what page.
Facebook.com/I Want Sly Cooper in his own animated series.
Did you say it?
Yes.
Okay, I apologize.
I'm almost 100% positive. I know that DVD is. please follow us on Twitter at Second Funniest, but only after you've done all the other things I described. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, it's Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.